To another worldwide podcast of Universal Auto Race. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Williams, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in verses 14 through 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Learning to become like Jesus requires suffering to fully understand what God first living is all about. It takes sacrifice and control, overcoming obstacles by seeking the Spirit of God as His Spirit-filled children, following His holy will by our practice, prayer, and proclamation of everything Jesus. We will only understand the mystery when we surrender to this fact. The world will come and go, but Jesus is forever. Amen? We can't be children of God without understanding forgiveness. To really be able to turn the other cheek, no matter the situation, that allows us to be struck or insulted. Jesus has prepared us for this by living love, faith, and hope of His mercy. This piety in you resonates a Jesus that encourages truth, sharing salvation by the strut of our Christ-like flume. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. We always pray for our children aloud. Alexandra, Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who are dying as we lift up their last breath in peace. Of Jesus. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in verses 14 through 17, a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Father, Abba, Cry. Spirit said. God's children, Spirit-led, amen. Fear not slavery, once fed. Adoption, Spirit received to wed. Father Abba, cry, Spirit said. Witness bear together God's grade. God's children are we without shame. Christ heirs joint. God has made him glorified, suffering we eternally acclaim. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 7th, 2021, and we're recording this morning at 8:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us, you know that we're in our impromptu time of our podcast. It's the last few minutes, maybe a couple minutes, when we close out our time. I always mention the time that we're going to be closing. That's the hour, minutes and seconds. Normally it falls around 8 or 7 or 9 sometimes. But today we'll probably be falling right around 7. No, it looks like an even 6:33. How about that? At the same time that we wrote this morning at 6:33. So we're going to look at the obstacles in our way to be a part of Jesus each day. And all we have to learn to say is redemption is for all without pay. We can garner this ability to be one in Christ. All we have to do is learn that God first is more than just thinking twice. It's allowing yourself the opportunity to know Jesus as your Savior, the only one. Eternal life is what you've won. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. John and Marie, hope you're having a good day today. Praying prayers over your daughter's wedding. Still, we lift up today. Today's a Mother of God's solemnity today. We pray for the Mother of God in the name of Jesus. 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 And as we close at 6:33, in the name of Jesus. The sounds of the home in the background.